Hello and welcome to the 11th episode of the Think the Phoenicians podcast. I'm here with my new co-host, Spencer. He has previously been on a podcast, but he was as a guest star. I have officially made him a co-host, so that's pretty exciting. Since Phoebe has sadly left us and was mean enough to leave us. Today we're going to be talking about what are the Phoenicians and why we kind of named this podcast after it. I'm going to first, tell you some news, kind of what's going on. I'm really sorry we haven't been, getting you these podcasts, episodes out weekly. I've been, trying to kind of work on I've had camps and stuff, so that's basically it. So, Spencer, how are you doing?
Good. I'm tired.
Well, I mean, that's what you get for in summer and teenage boys is tiredness because you stay up late with your friends or watching a movie or binge watching TV shows. All that fun stuff.
I do that so much.
No, that's okay. I've done that before. Trust me.
I binge watch Stranger Things, DC's Legend of Tomorrow, The Flash. That's what I've been binge watching recently. You probably haven't seen some of those.
I've seen like The Flash and stuff, but we don't have Netflix. Instead, we've got Disney Plus. Anyways, we probably should get started, otherwise this will be, like, longer than we wanted. We, like I said, we're gonna talk about what the Phoenicians are, and, well, like, just kind of why we named our podcast after the Phoenicians, like I said. So, if I break up Spencer, just tell me, okay. And if you break up, I'll tell you, okay? We know if we need to move to better connection spots. Okay, so Spaceship Earth is the ride that the Phoenicians saying is in. I can't remember what part it's at. Let me hurry and look that up. I don't know where it is. I think it's somewhere like the Middle East, like back in time, like at the Middle Eastern, because I know the Phoenicians were like in the Middle East. So I'm trying to see. It doesn't say specifically, but what I know of the Phoenicians is they have made, they're the ones that made the alphabet. So Spaceship Earth is going through time past, from the past to the time in the present and future even. At the end, they're like, this is what the future might look like. So they're talking about how the alphabet was made. So the Phoenicians were the ones that actually were the starters of the alphabet that we have today. They don't have all the letters. In fact, I don't even know if they have any of the letters that we have today in their alphabet.
Yeah, it's funny about how creators of the alphabet kind of links with Disney a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So, let's look at this. So, they have, actually, there's a letter. Let's see if they have a. These are not what they are. That's so weird. Pi is actually in the alphabet. Like, the pi, like, 3.1415. It's actually in the Phoenician's alphabet. And on the cover art, if you look at the T, it's actually in a pi symbol. I meant to do that on purpose. It wasn't on accident. I remember doing a report, and I did it kind of on the alphabet of the Egyptian, because I think it was Greek, the Greek alphabet. And the Phoenician's alphabet is the Greek alphabet. So that's kind of cool that, I don't know. Trying to look. They actually might have the same alphabet now that I'm looking at it. I don't know. Let me look. I can't see really any difference. Yeah. It might actually be the actual alphabet is where. I don't know. When I did the report, it wasn't like this. Let me look at Greek alphabet. Maybe it's just the Greek alphabet. But I guess the alphabet is formed over time, so anyways. So this is not going to count as our attraction episode this month because we'll have that in a few weeks and I'm gonna let Spencer pick the thing. So Spencer, you've got a little bit of pressure on you to
am I gonna make a script choice. And everything too?
No, I'll make the script. Okay. It's okay. Just you're gonna be coming. You're going to be the one that comes up with. Oh wait, Spencer, you were not supposed to tell anyone. We don't use scripts, remember? Remember?
Spencer, what do you mean? We don't use scripts. What? We're not using a script though, so like.
Yeah, like this episode, we're not using it. And
believe us, we don't do scripts.
Yeah, we don't.
Nothing was said.
We only do it off the top of our mind. So we make a script in our mind. I guess it's kind of, that's what he's talking about. It's just a script in our mind.
Yeah.
Okay. You get it. Everyone gets it. Okay. The listeners understand. Anyways, so I can't find specifically what it is. I will probably post a picture of it. Speaking of which, I'm not as good as on Instagram. That's because I'm not the one running it, but I don't want to like have my other cousin like just feel really stressed about running the Instagram. So when I get am able to do the Instagram, I will get it back up and running. But anyways, if you. What were you going to say?
Earth ride is a lot of about of like a historic ride. So if you're going there to ride the fun rides and all the cool stuff.
You don't want to go on this one.
You don't want to go on this one. It's the historic ride.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool because it goes through like the moon landing and like it goes back from like even like before the dinosaurs like. Well, not really before the dinosaurs, I should say. It's more like, starts at, like, the time of the caveman, how all this has gone. It's actually got some nice smells in it. It's like the Rome in burning, and it smells so good. I don't know what it is about it, but.
Yeah, when the rides with smells, it's like. You know, you go and sometimes you'll go on a ride and you'll be like, I don't want to go on this. And then it has like smells. And then you take a breath and you're like, oh, wow, this smells really good.
Yeah. I mean, Spaceship Earth is the big golf ball thing. It's you know what it is. You can see it from literally on top of Everest. If you look out, you can actually see all the park icons. I think if you look at the back, you see Matt, where Magic Kingdom is. Then look off to the left. You can see both Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Bro, I bet when you said on top of Everside, people immediately thought of like the actual Big Mountain. They're like, how can you see that on top of Everest? That's in like countries away.
Yeah, that's true.
And 10 million feet higher.
Did you know that actually that's not the highest mountain in the world? If there's actually a higher mountain in the world, it's located in Hawaii. But it's just under sea. So above the sea, Everest is the highest. But if you did both of them, the one that is located in Hawaii, I can't even remember what it's called. But
that one, so you're saying if that one rose from the ground, it'd be higher than Everest?
Yeah, it would be the tallest one in the world. So, yeah. Anyways, so like Spencer said, if you don't like historic stuff, or you've got, like, little kids that don't even want to learn about the Phoenicians, then don't go on this ride. I mean, go on it so you can hear the heck I'm talking about, but if you don't really want to go on it, don't go on it, because it'd be not worth it. Spaceship Earth, I don't even know why it looks like that, but because it looks like a golf ball, but it's not. I'm trying to look at it. I think it's just supposed to be like a space dome. Like, it's supposed to look futuristic. I'm going to look up questions. Why does... Okay. It is a structural marvel of engineering on the outside, and it features a full ride for you to experience on the inside. Well, obviously.
Yeah, see, the reason how they know we're not doing a script is when people have a script and they're reading it, they come out in, like, a robotic voice.
That is true. So, if that is really true, please, please, please write a review. We got a review from Clearly Magic. We thank you for the review. We've got some others from cousins and family members. And so we thank you guys. I said thank thee, and that probably was like...
Thank thee. But, you know, the ride, it begins in the past with... what's it called? Where there's dinosaurs,
the
Ice Age,
prehistoric.
Yeah. Is that called?
Think it's the prehistoric times.
So it starts in like the prehistoric period, and then it goes to the Egyptian period, and then it goes to like early Europe where like Rome and Greece started, and you know, with merchants and whatever, and this is when the world starts becoming a little bit more modern, not so savagical or whatever a word would be. And then, you know, it goes into the Middle Ages, where science starts to become a thing, and then the European Renaissance, and then it reaches,
I know they have, like, the moon landing in it.
Before that, they have, like, the Civil War in America.
Yeah. So they've got, the history of America, specifically.
And then they go to Apollo 11 moon stuff.
And then
it becomes...
The future.
Yeah.
So, they're actually remodeling this ride, so I'm excited to see what they do. Hopefully they'll keep the Phoenicians, otherwise nobody will be able to hear the really funny joke. So, what they basically say is, we should thank the Phoenicians for creating the alphabet, because they created the alphabet. We wouldn't be able to be doing this technically if we didn't have the alphabet. So without this, we weren't able to do... So without the Phoenicians, we weren't able to do this podcast. So we can say, thank the Phoenicians. Anyways, so that's just a funny quote. I mean, it might not be funny to some people, but they've, like, started making, like pictures. Like, they'll do t-shirts. Like, t-shirt. Let me just look up.
You know, it's kind of, I think it's kind of weird how, you know, some people are like, yeah, I want to name my thing some really crazy name or whatnot. But, you know, sometimes that's kind of a bad idea because, you know, then what happens is the only way they'll find it is if it pops up in their, like, For You or, like, based on what you've watched or listened or read, you would like this kind of a thing. But then, because, like, who would type in something like, think the Phoenicians? It's just kind of weird. So, you know, like, most people you'll find just do simple things, but I don't do that. For example, I have a complicated name for my YouTube and stuff.
Yeah. So they'll have t-shirts like this. It says, if you can read this, thank the Phoenicians. Because without letters, you won't. Without the Phoenicians, you wouldn't have letters. My brother has one that just says, thank the Phoenicians. It's pretty cool. I, in fact, wanna get one probably. I'll just have to design one. And then I can design it for me and my co-hosts.
So, Isaac.
What?
How many times have you been to Disney World? Isn't it like...
I don't know.
Six times?
Probably. Six at most. I've been to Disneyland a lot more.
Most people.
Yeah.
It's like the only place you guys go in your family.
No, that's not true. Okay, yeah, that's probably is true. We love Disney so much, we can't.
Either Disney World or Disneyland is the only places I've known you guys to go
to. No, but we're going to Hawaii.
I know.
I'm going to want to check out Aulani, the Disney resort there. See, even in Hawaii, I have to check out all the Disney things located there. I don't even think you can, like, it might be closed because of, obviously, the COVID.
I wonder if they're going to make another, like, Disneyland or Disney World park, if they're just going to have the two.
Well, they've got some around the world, but, like...
But I mean, like, in the United States.
Texas. Disneyland, Texas.
What? They were doing that?
No.
Oh.
No. They actually were going to make one. It was, like, about, like, the Civil War. Like, they were going to have, like, a history thing there. It was not the Civil War, but it was just, like, located in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
So they'd Sorry.
Disney should have, like... Sorry, well, I did kind of interrupt you. But Disney should have, like, their Disney World, Disneyland full of all the, rides, most of the rides, and then with all the historical rides that don't necessarily relate to Disney very much, have those in like a park in like Washington DC or something.
Spaceship Earth, for example.
Yeah, and so there's like the Lincoln one. There's this one about Canada.
Oh yeah, Canada. Oh. So, the one for France, have you seen that one?
I don't know.
No, it's like so.
That one would actually probably make... Oh, sorry.
I lost
you. You know, so yeah, I got lost. So, Epcot, if we got rid of all the historic rides, Epcot would be, like, really small.
Yeah, it
would. It's basically all about countries, and they have a bunch of historic stuff
there. Okay, no, but the France one, Grandma always loves that one, but then she'll fall asleep in the middle of it. She will, like, I can see why she likes it. She loves Europe. She loves to travel. She loves Disney, but... that's only because we like she always comes along on literally every trip.
Yeah, wow, we've been going at this for 21 minutes.
Yeah, just talking about nonsense. You probably are gonna all hate us after this episode, but just please keep listening. We love to have listeners. Love to. Anyways, but yeah, she broke her arm chasing after you one time in Disneyland. Did you know that?
Oh yeah, I know.
No, she broke her wrist, not her arm. Her wrist. She tripped and fell and knocked out her teeth. And okay. So this is really random. This is not anything. Like we've talked about like literally nothing that's Disney related this whole episode. So sorry. I mean, I guess we technically talked about Thank the Phoenicians. One time, one of our cousins pulled on her earlobe. Well, she had a ring, earring in her earlobe. Well, yeah, and they pulled on it and it ripped through it. It looked like it hurt so much. Anyways, Spencer, before we go, I need you to tell us what our attraction episode is.
So I went and looked on the podcast, and since you guys haven't done this, I was thinking about doing forgetting the name. It's like Avatar The Last Passage or something.
Avatar Flight of Passage?
Yes. And I love the movies. I love the movie so much. It'd be a really juicy topic.
Did you just say juicy?
Yes, I said juicy.
Okay.
Like a juicy news leak or something.
Okay, I'll have you on that podcast episode, obviously. You're my co-host. So be looking forward to that juicy topic. Again, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts. We're sorry this episode is not
extra long.
Well, not extra long, but like not like formatted it's, really well. It's yeah. like
bleh, but... Oh wait, it isn't actually extra long.
Yeah, it actually isn't really that much extra long. But anyways, and remember to always thank the Phoenicians. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.